What I want to do briefly is write down a little list, and it's not very long. And it's a little list of the things that happen in the Old Testament. It's not that bad of a list. Right? You ready? It's not, it's fine. Okay, watch this.
Is this still under the overview?
Yeah, it's not, we're no longer doing the symmetric overview. We're now doing the overview part. So we've ended symmetric, and now we're doing overview. Okay. Creation. After creation, the fall. After the fall, the flood. See, we're only doing the big ones here. And big ones means what I think is a big one. Very important. Creation, fall, flood, Babel. See, the fact that a quarter of the earth's population was wiped out with Cain and Abel, well, that's not a big one in my mind. I'm sure there were more children at that time, but anyway. Okay, all right. Babel, then?
Abraham.
Isaac,
Jacob.
Okay. Into Egypt. Family. Out of Egypt. Nation. Okay. Moses, that comes along with out of Egypt. Giving of law. We're moving through pretty quickly, right? So far. Into the land. That is when they go into the land that God has for them. And inside the land, God rules. God rules them. And after God rules them for a while, then kings rule as over one nation. That is, kings rule over Israel, when Israel is all together as one big nation. But that nation split in two, and then kings rule over two nations. Okay, what was the one nation called? Israel. What were the two nations called? Judah and Israel. Also called Ephraim and things like that. All right. The next big thing is Assyria conquers Israel. And what I mean by that is the north part, right? Not Israel, the whole of Israel, but Israel, that piece called Israel after they split into two pieces, right? Assyria conquers Israel, that northern piece. Who did it, by the way?
Assyria.
No, Assyria. Who was the leader? Who was the king? Come on, the rents are going to name their baby this. Sennacherib, yes. Good old Sennacherib in the tummy there. All right. I mean, think about that. There was in that land a mother that held a little baby in her hands and called it Sennacherib. All right. Next. Assyria stopped from conquering Judah. So Assyria comes, they conquer the north, and now they're about to come and conquer Judah, and they are stopped. You know, remember how they were stopped? A little dear old angel of the Lord came and in one night wiped out 185,000 of them. Boom. All right. This is after Hezekiah went to the Lord in the temple. Real quick aside here, right? First, Hezekiah tries to buy off Sennacherib. And he strips the temple of its gold, and the temple doors, they're stripped of their gold. And it goes from a temple of glory to that barren wood. And he takes that gold, and he pays off Sennacherib and says, "We'll give you the money, just leave us alone." And he says, "It's a deal." After Sennacherib took the money, what do you think he said? Not so much deal anymore. He comes after him anyway. He writes a threatening letter to him, and Hezekiah takes this letter and it takes it into that temple. And I want you to picture that scene now. Hezekiah is going up to this temple, and I want to think of what he looked at when he went up to it. He's looking at that empty, non-glorious, barren, stripped, bare temple. And he goes into that and he spreads these letters out before the Lord. And this time, instead of he says, "I have a problem I'm going to solve with the money," he says, "Lord, we have a problem. And I can't do anything about it. And I'm spreading these before you. These are the threats." And that's when God sends his angel. And in one night, 185,000 are killed. So Assyria stopped from conquering Judah. Well, in time, even though Judah was doing a little better than the northern kingdom of Israel, Judah gets to the point where God has to discipline them. And what do we have? Not Assyria now coming to take care of Judah. Who does? Right. Babylon takes Judah, Jerusalem in particular, Jerusalem being in Judah, takes them captive. And who was the leader here that did this? Nebuchadnezzar. Save that name in case there's another rent on its way. Sennacherib and Nebuchadnezzar rent. Maybe you'll have twins. Alright. Well, Babylon then has them captive. Who was the most famous captive that Babylon had? Daniel, just for our memory. Okay. Now, in time though, the Persians and Medes, they take over Babylon while the Israelites are still in captivity there. So now they're under the Persians. Alright? And then what happens? That captivity is released to go back. So captivity released. Alright. And then we have the succession of Gentile nations. So they're still, the captivity is released, but they are still under the thumb of the Gentiles, right? Who's in charge? Well, first let's make a list. We had Babylon. And who took over the Babylon? Medes and Persians. So Medes, Persians. Who took over the Medes and Persians after that?
Alexander.
Greece, under Alexander the Great. Who took over Greece?
Rome.
And it was during the time of Rome that what ended? The Old Testament, right? Okay, now, just this is a little bit out of order, because going from Babylon to the Medes and Persians happened just before the captivity was released. So you got the idea, right, though? Okay. Now I want you to think about it. On two post-it flip charts, we've written out the Old Testament. This is everything that happens in the Old Testament. Now, in large flocks, right? Now, it's a lot, but for crying out loud, we're talking about the entire Old Testament, right? That's not that bad. This is a little course of Old Testament history, and we're done. You can walk around this in your mind, and every book of the Bible, particularly every historical book of the Bible, you can fit into where it's happening in this list. Isn't that interesting? All right. Let's run through the books of the Bible.
Whoa. Okay.
Genesis, I'm not going to write these up, okay? You might write them in your notes, but let's go through them together. Genesis starts here. Genesis. Hold on. I think we need to do this. Okay. Let's put the books of the Bible up here. Alright, I'll go to black here. Boy, I hope this doesn't bleed. But it doesn't. I mean, they don't bleed through all this. Okay. Alright. Genesis starts here and goes down to into Egypt, right? Into, going into Egypt. Alright, so from here to here is what?
Genesis.
Alright. Out of Egypt, Moses, giving of the law. Yep, right there. Right? This is Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Right?
No.
That's right. That was the whole big point of it. What Moses could not do, Joshua did. Moses could only go up to there. All right. Going into the land is Joshua. God rules is Joshua. Judges. Where does Ruth occur? Well, who said judges? Why? Right, beginning of Ruth. In the days when the judges ruled. So that's Ruth. And the beginning of... So 1 Samuel part A. What? They're into the land with Joshua. That's the going into the land. And but Joshua is always also a period in which God is ruling. So that Joshua is into the land, and the other part of Joshua is where God is ruling over that nation. The nation exists, but there's no king. Every other nation has a king. Imagine a nation with no king. Just people running around. Everybody's looking around. Where's the king? There is a king. It's God. But you just don't see him. Well, then they looked around and said, we want to be like other nations. So kings rule. And kings are ruling over one nation. Who ruled over the one nation? First?
Saul.
Second?
David.
Third? Solomon. Fourth? Nobody. After Solomon, the kingdom was split. So only those kings reigned as over Israel as one nation. So that's going to be 1 Samuel part B through, let's see, 1 Samuel to 2 Samuel, 1 Kings. Is that right? It ends at 1 Kings, right? Or is that wrong? Just 1 and 2 Samuel. I don't have this written out.
1 Kings starts the reign of David.
I wasn't sure until I started talking.
Yeah, that, me too. I'm
first thing for Solomon.
Yeah. Solomon. And then how far? Third, oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, First Kings part 8. Is that right? Alright. And then we have and wait a minute. And First Chronicles. There we go.
And Psalm?
No, hold on. No, we're not there yet. Don't jump the gun there, right? I hear you. It's good. We'll hold off on that though.
All right. Then we get kings ruling over two nations. We have 1 Kings B, I think. Is that right? Anybody look this up?
Yeah.
To 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. Right? But what's happening also in these? Included in these books is what? Assyria conquers is the northern kingdom, right? There are warnings. Oh, Assyria stopped from conquering Judah. Is that in there too?
Yeah, it is.
There are warnings that Babylon is going to take Judah. And is that like mentioned right at the end or not? Isn't that mentioned like very at the very end? You have they're sacked. They were taken over. So we'll put it down about right here. Well, what's next? What's our next book of the Bible? Ezra. What's Ezra about? After their release, they do what? Rebuild the temple. What's Nehemiah about? After their release, they also rebuild the walls. So Ezra and Nehemiah take place down here, right? Ezra, Nehemiah, and then what? Good old Esther. Esther is going to be operating. Sorry, this Babylon is just a little bit out of order. I reminded you about that, right? Esther is going to be operating under Gentile rule. I believe it's the Persian rule. Yeah? Esther. All right, we'll stop there right now. This is not so bad, is it? If you sing the song, you can get all the way to Esther in line, right? Pretty much in line. This is a little tricky here. Sex, Leviticus, and Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and Persian, Second. Samuel, Persian, Second, Kings, and Persian, Second, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job. Whoa! Job. All right. All right, listen. What we've come to in Esther is the end of Old Testament history. However, there's a lot more Old Testament. But it's not history. Except maybe Daniel, some of Daniel. But generally, it's not history. What's left is Psalms, poetry. There's poetry and what?
Prophecy.
But they're not history. History, we've done it. We've finished what happens in the Old Testament and what books it happens in, and we're done. The rest is prophecy, which talks about things, which goes where? And the Psalms and so on, and these poetic things. They get, if we took the pail of them, they get dumped all throughout what's going on here. Now, in particular, from about the time of the kings and forward. Now, there are rare exceptions, right? Psalm 90 is written by Moses. That's way early. Job may occur way early over there. But generally, the prophets and the rest of this are written when? After the king started, right? Most of them are. Why? What happened?
When the king started, what else happened? The prophets started. In other words, they asked for a king. God says, all right, you'll have a king, but I'm going to hold them in check by prophets. So you had wicked Ahab, and who was there next to him?
Elijah.
And that went on. So while the kings were there, God had the prophets there alongside them, telling them, you do this, you're going to get in trouble. God's above you. You got it? Okay. Let's draw a little thing of New Testament books of history. It's very easy. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Right? They are all on the same line because they're all talking about the same period of history, and that's when the Lord Jesus was here, right? Then comes what? Acts. Then comes what in terms of history? Revelation. Now, of course, it's future history, so we say it's prophecy, but it's talking about history. That's it. For the events that happen, these are the ones. What about all the other books? They're epistles. They're doctrinal epistles that are interspersed, but they're not the history of what happens. So the history of what happens is one book, well, consisting of these four. One, two, three. That's it. New Testament's over as far as history goes. Kind of neat, right? Anyway, so just think about this. If you are a Christian here who says, you know what? I feel like I'm just swamped. I'm lost in the Old Testament. I don't know what's going on when. Think about this little map. I mean, we got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. These little 48, we'll call this 18. You have to remember the four nations. Those are 18 things to remember that happened in the Old Testament. And when you're reading the Old Testament, you can pretty much insert where you are in this, and it gives you an idea of where you are in Old Testament history. Right? That's pretty, it's not so bad. Not so bad. All right. Well, there you go.